straight into it.
Oh, wait. Okay.
It's Alzheimer's, What They Forget to Tell You.
Episode
58.
Are you sure?
No, I never am. Because last week you were supposed to do homework.
Yeah, but
that you didn't do.
I couldn't. Couldn't do it.
I don't know what episode it is. It's 58.
It's 58-ish.
Or 59. Or we could even round it up and say 60, but I don't think it's 60.
I think it's like in between 50 and 59.
So 58 and a half.
Or three quarters. Who knows? Might be 59. I'm not sure. Okay.
Hi. Okay.
I'm sorry for last week not being able to do a podcast, but it gets like that sometimes. Just get talked out. Don't feel like talking about it. Sorry. That's the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's the truth.
I think you're forgiven. I don't think, you know.
And judging from like the large
audience. All right, so what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the controversial topic about Dan Gabby, I think. I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Who's
and
that?
B. Smith, where they're a famous couple, like, I think.
They're famous?
Yeah, well, she was a model in the 70s.
Okay.
And he's a restaurateur, like, And then they've written cookbooks together, so they both open businesses together.
Okay.
And now his wife has Alzheimer's disease, and...
That's the B girl.
Yeah, B Smith.
She's the woman with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a big controversy because he has a girlfriend.
What do you mean has a girlfriend? So him and the wife are separated?
No. The wife is... He's still looking after his wife, but he has a girlfriend. Yeah.
He's the caregiver to his sick wife who has Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a girlfriend.
Yes.
What's the question?
Well, it's not a question. I have my take on it. So I'll give you a little bit... Hi, Deborah. I'll give you a little bit of what I think, personally. I think... Okay, so I'll tell you what... He had some very... I watched it. He was on The View, and I watched it. And I liked certain things that he said that because it resonated with me, you know, with my mom. So he said his wife is in remarkably good shape from the eyebrows down. And I loved that quote because it's so true of, like, when my mom first had Alzheimer's, you wouldn't know, and it's such a great description of somebody who has, like, early onset, that they're people don't know that they're sick because, remarkably, they're in good shape from the eyebrows down, right?
Okay.
Like, basically, he was saying she's physically, like, she can still carry out, like, she can wear a bikini, like, she's in very, very good shape, and... But he said at the end of his description, he goes, but she's a toddler. And I was like, yes, exactly.
Well, so, this is the beginning stages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, well, no, she's not in the beginning. I think she's had it for like 5 years now. And she said that, he said that many of us will be on this similar journey of knowing at least somebody that has Alzheimer's, or like in his situation, his spouse, right? And he said it's been extremely difficult to watch as a caregiver.
So difficult that he needed to go out and get a girlfriend. Sorry.
And he said, and he's now being criticized for that. Okay? So he's being criticized because of what your take obviously is. Okay, what's your take on this?
Well, I don't know the entire story. So.
The gist of it is that his wife has Alzheimer's, and she's had it for 5 years, and he's been her caregiver, and he still is her caregiver, but he has a girlfriend, because the caregiver journey is He says he loves his wife, but it's in a different way now. His wife is a toddler. Keep in mind, she has the disease. It's progressing.
Is this the same story that I heard that he moved the girlfriend in the house? He moved her in, and something, he takes care of the wife, but he moved his girlfriend in.
And she also helps to take care of his wife.
And that's, I think, when I turned the episode off, because I was like, "Then that's a wrap for me."
Why? Well, this is very timely, because what's your take on that?
Okay, so I'm a firm believer of till death do us part. And, you know, you get married, you take vows, you obviously, you know, you go through life with your life partner, and you don't know, anything can happen. You know, we don't expect to get sick, we don't want to get sick, but these things happen. And I guess I can see it. There's, on one hand, I respect his honesty in, you know, stating that I'm sorry, my little one's right beside me. That wasn't my belly. I respect his honesty where he at least is coming out and saying, you know, I love my wife and I'm still going to take care of her and all of this stuff. But at the same time, too, there's this level of disrespect that I feel about the situation, that if you're going to conduct yourself where you feel the need to get a girlfriend while your sick wife is at home, then you need to not move this woman into your home while your wife is there. That's highly disrespectful. In my opinion. I think that most people, if they really think about the situation, ask yourself, is it something that I would be okay with if the shoe was on the other foot? So if this man was sick and losing his mind, would he appreciate his wife moving her boyfriend in the house?
Okay.
The answer would probably be no.
No, because that's the thing. So he said he's being criticized. However, he is doing exactly what his wife and him discussed when she was able to discuss. They wrote a book about her journey, and she wanted to make sure that things were in place, because he said that's another problem in society where we understand that we're going to die. And he had this very good quote. He said, "We are all temporarily abled," and that's a perfect description. We are temporarily abled. We are living longer, and unfortunately your chances of developing dementia, well, my situation completely different, but is 1 in 3 when you cross the age of 85.
I'm not disputing that. We're on the same page with this.
Right. Okay. So he said his wife and him sat down and they went through the DNR. They knew the progression of the disease and what would happen. And she said she wants him to get on with his life.
Okay. Well, see, that there's more to the story. You didn't tell me that part.
No. Because that's why, and that's what he said. He said he wasn't able, it was only on The View where he was just being criticized and called all these names. And it was even worse because his girlfriend is a different race than he is.
Oh, so this guy is what? He's black.
Right.
And the girlfriend's what? White.
Right.
And the wife is black?
Yes. So then, of course, there's
that,
like...
That's another can of worms.
So
okay.
He said he's being left, right, and center, criticized...
Good luck for the girlfriend.
...for his decision, and yet this is what his wife and him discussed.
Okay, so then that should be at the forefront of every topic.
Right, but The View was the only place he was allowed to discuss his part of the story. They've just heard this story and everyone
with
it.
So same thing that you just did when we started.
Right.
So you give a chunk of the story and off the top, it to me sounds 100% disrespectful.
Right, but you're the general audience. So that's perfect. Perfect. Because that's the whole point.
But you should have started off the topic by saying his wife sat down with him when she was of able mind and said A, B, C, D, and E, and now that A, B, C, D, and E has happened, it's all good because they've discussed this and it was okay for the two of them as a pair, as a couple, as a unit. That's different than she's out of her mind, not knowing what's going on. This man moves this woman in and is just completely disrespecting her in her home. That's a completely different spectrum.
And people don't understand. And like, I'm only seeing it from like a mom daughter's perspective as a caregiver. And it is isolating. And it is, you know, it's a lonely journey.
Very lonely, yeah.
Very, very lonely. Because not many people understand it. So in his situation, I'm looking at it and, you know, they did speak to his girlfriend. She was in the audience. And she's absolutely right. Like, because they take her for walks together, they go to dinner together, they take her to visit other friends together, she's probably being more mentally stimulated than if it was just him trying to take care of her
and
by
overwhelmed
himself.
And
yeah,
upset
depressed and overwhelmed. And this way, he has made a vow that he will take care of her. They've discussed this. And he's doing it the best way that he can. And he's being criticized for
it.
Well,
I think he's being criticized for it because not everybody has the accurate information. But how you've explained it, then, again, if the wife and him came together as a unit and discussed this and were both okay with it, then I'm okay with it. As long as it's
not
being done in a disrespectful manner, and this lady or this girlfriend comes in and starts playing house in this woman's place or this woman's house as she's losing her mind, like those kind of things, that's probably what's triggering people, because anybody could see that that would be a problem.
Right, but then I also have a problem with that, where people are criticizing him. Unless you've gone through this journey, I don't think anybody has the right to criticize what coping mechanisms that you need to provide care. He didn't lump her in a nursing home.
No, but Karen, let's be real.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
I knew your parents.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm placing the same scenario on your parents. You really think that our family or anybody else on the outside in would have been able to see your dad move his girlfriend in as your mom was losing her mind?
Yeah, but it's just only because, like, the optics on it, people are just going to start criticizing because it doesn't fit their description of what he should be doing. So basically, you know, I can speak to this now because I've seen it like for 19 years. And, you know, maybe at the time I probably wouldn't understand it if my dad had done that. But on the other end, I would totally support that, knowing what I know now.
Right.
Like, yeah, you'd have to have that information. And that's what he's basically saying. People are criticizing, but they don't know
understand.
This disease,
yeah.
Like personally and intimately, like he does and like I do. So it's easy to cast stones, like, you know, when you're not in it. Like, and then it's funny, another co-host of The View, she had said that her grandmother, like, she had a problem with it too. She was one of the people and she was friends with them. And she said only because, but her grandmother moved into her house because her grandfather left when she got the disease, which happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, they don't know how
they
to deal.
They just leave. They can't handle it, and they move on with their life. And even with caregivers, when you bring a loved one into the home, I would love to do statistics on how high the divorce rate is when you have a sick parent that has Alzheimer's, because it is a challenging
it's
disease.
Terrifying, yeah.
And people will bolt, and that's just, you know, I could say the same thing about my ex, right? Right? Like, people...
They don't know how to deal with it.
They don't know how to deal.
And they often feel like, well, this is not something I signed up
right,
for. Right?
Right.
Nor is it for the person who is caregiving.
Even if they did sign up for it.
Yeah.
And it just becomes too much because it envelops your life and it takes over your life. And people... Say,
and you
no,
have no
you
control.
Have, yeah, and people will say, like, I love the, well, you have to take self-care. Really? I'm glad somebody thought of that. Like, wow, if I only knew.
Well, it's like the same type of thing when you have a newborn. People
right.
are like, oh, are you sleeping?
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, there's certain
oh,
things
I
that you wish. I know I'm supposed to be doing these things, but you just can't. Like, you
I know.
Know,
like,
yeah.
You know, people, oh, take care of yourself. Well, when you're in the sandwich generation, how do you take care of yourself? How do you take, like, how would I have, like, I was a single parent. How would I have just ignored Jalen and just make sure that I'm okay? Then who's taking care of him? There's nobody else to take care of him. Like, I know, like, these are great, great tips.
On paper. But when applying in real life.
Theoretically, it's practically not so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad that this was out and this, it was very timely because it was just yesterday. And because, you know, I felt his pain when he was talking. Like,
this was The View?
Yeah, it's been on people, like, he's just been getting bashed all over.
But I think I read something on Facebook. Right. I just read a snippet, and I was like, once I heard he moved his girlfriend in, I was like, let's keep scrolling.
Yeah, but that's the problem, and I think that's all people need to know. Like, oh, you're the spouse, and it's for better, for worse, it's sickness and in health. This is a different type of sickness. This is this is neurological progressive brain disorder. That's what it's called. We keep calling it, we're not calling it what it is. It's like trying, you know, you would understand if you really pinpointed what it is, what you're dealing with. The person becomes, like he said, she's well from the eyebrows down. Yeah. But her brain, but she's a toddler.
Now let me ask this. Mm-hmm. Did he meet the girlfriend after the wife got sick?
I think she knew. Yeah. Their relationship only progressed like 5 years after. Like he didn't immediately, oh, she's sick, I have a girlfriend. It took 5 years for him to have this relationship.
Because that's a little different, once the diagnosis happened and then girlfriend gets moved in and, you know, it's...
And they wrote a book together, and I can't remember what the book is, but it was documenting her disease because she was aware of her disease.
Okay.
And... she gave the thumbs up, like, get on with your
life.
Then
I'm cool with it.
And, like, I think it's still admirable that he's still caregiving for her. Like, he loves his wife. It's just, he can't love her in the way that...
is nurturing to him.
Yeah, they started their journey. And it's hard for him. He said, like, we've built so much together. We've done so much. We've spoken about so much. And we've also spoken about this because that's what his point was. People do not, we're temporarily abled. So we need to really sit down and say our wishes to whoever needs to hear them. If this, you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting this disease, this particular one, not to mention the other ones. I don't know the stats. So what are your needs? What are your requirements? God forbid if this should happen to you. Because, again, I'm just guessing with my mom, right? She did not sit down and talk about, like...
her wishes.
Which, you know, would have been great if she was even, like, what's her name? B. Smith? You know, where she could sit down and cognitively
make her own decisions.
Look, if this should happen, this is what I want you to do. This, you know, please don't. She has a DNR. Like, she already, you know, do not resuscitate. Like, do not do, just let it progress how it progresses, and we'll roll with the punches. You have to have, like, a living will. You have to have something that states, look, if this should happen to me, please do this.
Well, if you don't, then a complete stranger will, or your loved one, that you don't want to put them in that type of situation. But, I mean, if you want control over your life, once you lose control over your life, then that's the type of stuff you got to do. I mean, even if you're not sick, think about your funeral arrangements. You know, everyone should have a will. Everybody should have that conversation with their loved ones as well in terms of what they would like to see happen or what they would like to have happen, cremation, burial. Like, there's a lot of things to consider.
We don't want to talk about it.
We don't. It's so taboo.
And it's weird because we know...
It's going to happen.
It's part of life. You have to die. Like, it's sorry to break it to you.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, nobody, I love that thing, and I'm going to keep pumping that, that we are temporarily abled. We are. We're all temporarily abled. And he said, if you're lucky enough, you'll get old. If you're lucky, you'll get old without, you know, you'll age naturally. Mm-hmm. That's the luck of the draw, that you get to live to a ripe old age, but you have all your faculties and you die of old age. That's the luck. But other than that, if you want to play Russian roulette, you know.
It's roulette.
Whatever. How do you know? Just saying. How do you know it's roulette?
Because I just know.
How do you know?
There's certain things in life that I know. That is one of them.
I'm not convinced. I'm going to have to Google that after. Anywho, we definitely need to put things in place. Good, bad, or indifferent.
And as tough as those conversations can be.
Why is that tough?
Well, if people don't want to talk about death. They don't want to talk about disease.
When I joke about it, you get, don't joke about it.
Well, because you say things and it's dangerous because words have power. That's what I say.
I say you could blatantly, I have a higher risk because my mom has Alzheimer's.
That's not joking. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about the jokes, the little jokes.
Yeah,
that
when
you
I
like,
say I'm pre-Alzheimer's.
That's not what you say.
What I say. What I say.
Are you ready to cut me off again?
What do I say?
Okay. You don't say that to me. You'll make like little silly jokes and you'll be like, haha, Alzheimer's. And I just don't think it's
what's
funny.
Joke?
I'm not going to quote you. I don't write them down.
Well, you should.
But.
You have to quote me.
Well, my point is.
I can't confirm
is that
if I said it.
Well, I can tell you that you do. But then what's your point? You want to rewind this?
Okay.
Stop contradicting yourself and drink your water.
I'm not contradicting myself. I'm saying if I joke, you have to tell me what I joke about that you don't like.
No, what I don't like is when you say these things about Alzheimer's and, it's Alzheimer's and it's because I'm getting Alzheimer's or I could get... stop saying things like that. You put it out to the universe and it's got power. You gotta... Like, I strongly believe that words are powerful.
I'm pretty sure I can't will myself to get Alzheimer's. Pretty sure.
How sure?
Like, it's a protein in your brain. It's a tau protein in your brain.
You have no idea how powerful your words are. What you put out there.
My mom didn't get Alzheimer's by saying, maybe I'm going to get Alzheimer's. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so we're gearing off topic here. I'm just letting you know words have power. And if you continue to put something out there and demand it or even predict it or continue to talk it in your life, it shows up. So... You
We're
can
getting
use
way
that.
Off track.
Yeah, you
this
can
is not
use
the
that.
Law of the universe talk. We're talking about the girlfriend moving in.
I can't stand you right now.
And what you're taking us on, the girlfriend moving in. And a living will. That's what we're talking about. You need to put things in place. Do you have a living will?
Yes, I do.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
So then why ask me?
Because you're lying right now.
I'm not lying.
Right in my face.
I'm not lying.
You have a living will.
Yes, I do.
Okay, what does it say?
Do you want to read it?
No, I just want to know what it says.
It tells my spouse exactly what I would want to happen should I get in an accident, should something happen where I can't talk or I can't explain myself. Ever since that stuff happened with my dad, I put it all in check.
Okay, so what is it?
I'm not telling you and everybody else.
Do we get to pull the plug?
If a machine is breathing for me, yes.
Okay. Good to know.
I don't want a machine keeping me alive. If I have no quality of life,
what
take me out.
If you have dementia, what happens?
I think I agree with B.
What's B?
The girl. B. Smith or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
Just
move on with
your
life.
Like natural progression. I don't want to be,
so
you
do
know,
you want the girlfriend moving in?
I want my spouse to be happy. I don't know. It's tough. For me, like... In my right mind and the way that I feel right now, no. Obviously, no woman would... You don't want your man to be with
but
the next
if,
woman.
Okay, and if you... Okay, after this, watch it. If you get a chance, watch it. It's on YouTube. Like, if you just Google... Because that's what I did. If you just Google Dan Gaby, it'll come up. And you can watch the whole...
I'm going to.
It's 11 minutes.
And it's a good question because it... got me thinking, and I've thought of that before too. If something happens to me now where I'm young and my husband's young, I get in an accident and I pass away or whatever, would I want another woman to come and, you know?
Well, she's like 65.
This is it, right? So my natural off the top, obviously, no, I don't want, like, I want it to be me, but at the same time, I want him to move on and be happy. I want him to live, and you know, the duration of his life, content and with a companion. And in,
would you want her to help you, him look after you?
If I'm not in my right mind.
Yeah, you're not in your right mind.
And he's overwhelmed, and he, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and
would
it's
I
tough.
Want? Would I want to know that he's banging her in my bed? No.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, you're asking those tough
questions. You're not cognitive. Like, you're.
But I am now.
Yeah,
so
you are
now. This is why
now.
It's tough to ask because, you know, naturally.
She made the decision.
Right. So naturally, I would not want that because ego in me and the woman in me is like, hell no. But then when you really think it through, and I'm thinking, you know, of his happiness, and I'm thinking about the quality of life, and I'm not really going to know, and I'm a toddler, and this and that, and I'm doing all of these considerations, then yes.
You know why? Because, like, I looked, because you see pictures, and he got...
Yes, Karen.
Yeah. He got even in trouble. Listen to this from, I think, because he showed her now, right? How she looks now. Mm-hmm. He got in trouble for that because people don't want to see her like that. See?
Yeah, well, it's of course it's uncomfortable, right?
It's uncomfortable for other people. But they had discussed all of that. Like, this isn't, he's not doing anything that she said, show what it is.
Well, I think the problem here is that it needs to be presented differently. So, instead of it coming out as a story the way that you started and said, okay,
Yeah, that's how it came out.
Okay, that's the problem
right,
that I have.
Right, and he's trying to defend himself. That's the problem he's having. This story broke, and now he wasn't given the opportunity till yesterday to defend himself.
Okay.
So that's the problem.
Okay,
people ran away with the story, and, you know, he got criticized left, right, and center for everything that he's doing, including, I think she had locks, and she was pulling them, because part of the disease, you start doing odd things. Because, you know, and she started pulling them out, so he cut her hair, and he got criticized for cutting her hair.
Well, at the end of the day, he doesn't need to answer to anybody but himself, his wife, and I guess the girlfriend that's helping taking care of him, and the rest of their kids, or the family dynamic, or whatever. It's so intimate and personal that when you invite the public to have an opinion, this is what's going to happen, right? What goes on in the home should stay in the home, unless, you know, you're seeking advice or wanting to share it with other people. But this is why a lot of people tend to want to keep their relationships private, because everyone's got an opinion and it's not always going to match your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be prepared for
but
that.
But then now it's like, it's so far, like now it's racial. It's like, it's like a snowball now. It's so ridiculous. Like, it's out of control.
Yeah. Well,
where everybody's attacking him.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could see, like, they show, like, they pan into a video of her, right? Both of them taking care of her. And you could see, like, it's very familiar to me, that vacant look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when my mom, at the beginning, you know, she would have sometimes a vacant look,
like
she's
no
not
one's
really
home.
There.
Yeah.
And to think, like, oh, is she really cognitive? No. She probably has no clue. Like, yeah, she knows familiar faces, but she probably has zero clue on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they already spoke about it.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to watch that. And I think everybody else should as well. So that maybe next time we can do like a continuation or a follow-up after everyone's been informed. Because I haven't seen the
video. Yeah, we could get people's take next week. You should watch it again. I'll put the link.
Yeah, put the link so that everyone can watch.
And then we could, it's controversial, it's a big topic right now, so we can have our own view. Like, we could all be co-hosts on what your position, why the look?
Keep going, co-host.
No, because people will all have opinions.
Yes.
Some people are just so against it, and I'm for it.
I am too, given the information that I know now. In the beginning, I was like, asshole. But
was he on the Today Show? I don't know if he was on the, I know, like, he was on The View, But I don't know if he was on the Today Show.
He's probably going to be on a lot of shows now because this is going to be the hot topic that everyone's going to want to get him on and talk. And it's the topic now, right? And we go through little phases like that until the next big thing happens and the next thing, you know.
Right. And Karen said she was an early onsetter like mom. So can you imagine if he, okay, can you imagine his life, early onsetter, so he's, and it would be like me, my mom's 19 years and, you know, she's going on to 19 years. So he should put his life on hold and be for 19 years.
Well, people don't know how
long.
For
the same end result.
But you don't know it's going to be 19 years. Some people, like, look at, like, some of the people that we've had, some of our regular viewers. Some people, it was barely a year. Some people, it was 4 years. Some people, like, it ranges. You don't know how long a person has when they get diagnosed.
But in that time, the person, the collateral damage on the other person, right? The other person is, like, deteriorating.
I hear you.
So, it might be 5 years, but then it's 10 years.
I hear you.
Person.
I hear you. It's horrible.
To, like, pick yourself back up might take another 10 years.
I get
it. And then you didn't meet anybody, so you're going to stay single for the rest of your life?
Hey, man, listen. I get it. I'm not saying, again, I would be selfish to say I would never want him to move on and find somebody else and all of that. So that's selfish. At the same time, too, you know, given all of the, like I said before, given all of the points and the information, as long as the wife and him came to a mutual understanding together in their marriage, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. As long as it was a mutual understanding. It's different if it wasn't, like I said, and this man just brings in some woman, regardless of the race.
But then what's the difference? Because there's been movies like Away From Her was a movie, and I don't know if it's based off of a true story, but it does happen, where his wife has dementia and he couldn't take care of her anymore at home, right? And so let's get back to that. People were also criticizing him because they were like, in the marital home. No, that wasn't, he said that she used to like run away, so they had to move, so that's not the marital home. It's just, you know.
Yeah, we all have to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just, and, so that everyone's on the same page.
And in this situation, Away From Her, that movie, his wife went into a nursing home, and he used to go and visit her, but she didn't know who he was, and she liked another person in the nursing home. And she was, like, that was her new relationship, but he would still go and visit her. So it's hard both sides, like.
So you should put that in the comments, too, so people can check out that. And, you know, we can come back and
because you don't remember that, the relationship, what that person, sometimes you forget who that person is in relationship to you. Like, you might know it's a familiar face, or you might not even know. Like, you might get afraid of a person. Like, I don't know, you know? So, it's dynamic, so this disease, because it's a brain disorder. Okay, well, that was great.
And so much for keeping it short.
We try, but then sometimes topics, when it's a good topic and it's a controversial topic, you know, it doesn't matter. And then when people are engaged, that's okay too. Hi, Betty. You know, I was watching the other thing. Every time Betty comes on, you do, like, a whole cheer for her.
Because she's, like, the only friend you have that I know. Like, I don't know your friends. So, well, I know a couple. But, I mean, Betty's, like, from, like, back in the day, Betty.
Okay.
Like, when I was young, Betty was, like, around. And
you're still younger than us.
Yeah, you're a dinosaur. Not you, Betty. Just her.
Okay. We're 10 days apart.
Yeah, not Betty.
But not you.
You know when you remember somebody and they stay the same in your mind?
All right.
Yeah, so Betty's that. Betty was your pretty friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's your pretty friend.
Okay, Betty, you're my pretty friend.
Okay, on that note, we gotta go. So you guys tune in next week after you watch
The View. I'm gonna put it in the comments.
Yeah.
The link.
Take a look and try and tune in next week around the same time, and we can have a discussion about it, whatever you guys think, or even just leave some... some comments. I mean, if you can't make the podcast, that's fine. You know.
Yeah, we'll read your comments.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll just have a little talk about it. Let us know what you think. And as usual, you can share, like, comment on the video. We appreciate all the support. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.